What's good with you on this Thursday morning? We're always going to bring that good when it comes to Harry Douglas and Freddie Coleman. And from Mike Greenberg, thanks for joining us on Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
If Harry sounds a little tired this morning,
it's because Harry was out late last night, not hanging out, you know, having a night out with the boys. His beautiful wife was being celebrated, part of a great event down in Atlanta, Georgia. They didn't get it until late, but when the missus gets celebrated, we all can rally around that. So congrats to Mrs. Douglas for being honored last night, Mr. Douglas.
Yes, and the state representative was there as well and gave all 33 women a certificate. Just a lot of women being honored for the things that they do in the community, being mothers, Bubba, and also having very successful businesses that they run and have founded amongst themselves. And it was a beautiful thing, Freddie, because a lot of these women had been through a lot of things in life in general. And for them to overcome the things that they had been through and now accomplishing, you know, things that they set out to accomplish and reaching goals that they had set out as well. It was just a beautiful place to be last night to hear the stories, number one, but to see so many women be honored for the things that they, you know, contribute to our world.
Because it is a woman's world, and it's quite all right with that because they help the world go round as far as that goes.
Although, and you know when they got done with my wife, I was like, that's my wife.
I bet you were.
That's my baby.
That's my baby right there. Mrs. Douglas, that's my baby. I'm married to her. That's my baby. There's nothing wrong with celebrating the missus. You can weigh in and join the show, Graham, anytime you want. Don't forget to be that way at 888-SAY-ESPN. That is 888-729-3776. So what else is new? Plenty on both sides of the Atlantic.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
2-1 to Manny. FireEyes and Will Deal. And a pitch is hammered in the air to deep left field. Way, 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 way back. Off the scoreboard and left. A long home run for Machado. It's a 3-run homer, and the lead is reinflated. Padres up 15-11.
97.3, the fan with the call, and that was not even the story today. Part of Game 2 of the Seoul Series involving the San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Apparently, ESPN Radio softball game broke out because the final score is 15-11 in favor of the San Diego Padres. No one is going to be talking about that. Part of the Seoul Series involving those two. Because this story broke yesterday, written by Tisha Thompson, ESPN investigative reporter. It's never good when the story starts in the first paragraph that involves the words fired, wire transfers, $4.5 million, bank account, and a bookmaking operation setting off a set of events. The Dodgers fired the interpreter Shohei Ohtani amid allegation of massive theft. Ipe Mizuhara, incurred gambling debts to a Southern California bookmaking operation run by Matthew Boyer that is now under federal investigations. That's what multiple sources told Tisha Thompson and ESPN. Initially, a spokesman for Shohei Ohtani told ESPN that he had transferred those funds to cover the debt for his interpreter, now ex-interpreter. The spokesman presented Mizuhara to ESPN for a 90-minute interview, Harry, on Tuesday night. That's when he told ESPN that he asked Shohei Ohtani last year to pay off his gambling debt. Multiple sources said that debt ballooned to at least $4.5 million. Mizuhara said that he had previously had placed bets via DraftKings and assumed bets placed through Boyer that they were legal. Wednesday, when ESPN decided to publish the story, that spokesman said, that's not what happened. We know what Mizuhara said. They basically put it out there that Ohtani's lawyers would issue a statement, and part of that statement read, and I quote, "In the course of responding to recent media inquiries, we discovered that Shohei has been the victim of a massive theft, and we are turning the matter over to authorities," end quote. I can't wait till the miniseries happens with this on Netflix or Hulu in about a couple of years.
Well, first, let me say this. Spokesperson, do your job better. Because I would say this, Freddie, why would you put Mizuhara in a situation to where he's doing a 90-minute interview with ESPN, and I love our company. Hey, we do some amazing things, and, you know, we need this access to be able to do this. But why would you put him in that situation without knowing things that he could potentially or possibly say?
True. That's a good
question. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. And then I don't know what the hell is the truth. I really don't, because there's so many conflicted things going on, and I can't sit up here and say to myself, okay, I believe this happened or that may have happened, because we don't know all the factors. We're so early into this process.
Right.
And I think the more we figure out, I think things are going to be unpacked even more so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
I'm with you.
And when you look at Mizuhara and his gambling problems that he had, and the debt that he, you know, $4.5 million is a lot of dollars. A lot of dollars. Folks, we ain't talking about $900. We talking about $4.5 million in gambling debt.
Mm.
Woo, Freddie, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Christine Lisi, our sports and anchor guide, says, I have a lot of friends. None of them have access to my bank account.
Come on, man.
I said, there are plenty of people who have wives and husbands that don't have access to your bank account, especially to the tune of $4.5 million. Mizuhara said, and I quote, obviously he, meaning the he being Shohei Ohtani, wasn't happy about it and said he would help me out to make sure I'd never do this again. He decided to pay it off for me. I want everyone to know Shohei had zero involvement in betting. I want people to know that I did not know that this was illegal. I learned my lesson the hard way. I will never do sports betting ever again, end quote. But then on Wednesday, Mizuhara told ESPN that Ohtani had no knowledge of his gambling debts and that Shohei had not transferred money to the bookmaker's associate. It goes back to what you said. Where does the truth begin and where do the lies end? Or where does the lie begin and where does the truth end? But if you're Major League Baseball, the last thing you need is having somebody of this stature next to gambling. Ask anybody who supports or does not support Pete Rose how that landed with Major League Baseball and how that has landed with Pete Rose. The last thing you need when you're not the sport you used to be, when Pete Rose and all those guys were making baseball a major sport in the consciousness of America, young, old, black, white, male, female, whatever. The last thing you need for any sport, but especially Major League Baseball, struggling to attain a foothold again, is to have your global superstar involved next to that gambling word and illegal bookmaking allegations, accusations, etc.
All right, Freddie. So three sides of things I'm going to mention right here. But first, let me say this.
Okay.
When you look at Shohei Ohtani, he's not just nationally known. He's globally known. I just mentioned $4.5 million is a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially to be in debt. But $700 million is a lot of money to give one person amongst a contract for his services because he knows how to play the game of baseball really, really well. Now, with me saying that, now Shohei Ohtani, who a lot of people view as the modern-day Babe Ruth, he is the face of Major League Baseball right now. Whether people want to admit it or not, Shohei Ohtani is the face of Major League Baseball. So if I'm Commissioner Rob Manfred, I'm saying to myself, I'm drinking my cup of coffee, and I'm saying to myself, damn, this the last thing I needed to come up while I'm the commissioner of Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. So for them, now I'm not saying they're going to do this, but I'm just going to say it on my own.
Okay.
If I know Shohei Ohtani is the face of baseball right now, I got to protect him at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
I got to protect him at all costs. That's the number one. If I'm the Dodgers organization who just gave Shohei Ohtani $700 million, I got to protect him at all costs. Now, thirdly, if I'm Ohtani's camp, that's our person that we're responsible for. I got to protect him at all costs. So I don't know what we're going to get that comes out of this, but here's the one thing I do know. When it says federal investigation,
oof,
you can play fans all you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can play stories and media outlets all you want to. You want to know the one outlet that you cannot play?
Mm-mm.
It starts with the word federal. Anything federal.
Yes.
So you can say, he say, she said, or this or this. Whatever you want to believe, guess who's going to get the truth?
Absolutely.
Anything that says federal, they're going to get the truth out of it. I promise you. You can't duck and dodge them.
No doubt about that. Great stuff by Harry Douglas, Freddie Cohen, both of us in together from Mike Greenberg on Greenie on ESPN Radio and also the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could say big. Quote today at Progressive.com. By the way, Tisha Thompson, the one that reported this story, ESPN investigative reporter, she's going to join us in under an hour to discuss exactly the now and the when and what now involving Shohei Ohtani, his ex-interpreter, being involved in allegations of massive theft to the tune of $4.5 million. You brought up something that made this trigger in my head in terms of protecting, especially when it comes to the word gambling. Don't be surprised if we start hearing more things like this. As much as we've tried to, and I'll raise my hand, as much as I tried to destigmatize the word gambling, because it's become no longer a dirty word anymore. People no longer say, "Ooh, you like to gamble. Oh my goodness. Oh my God, you're going to lose your house." Nobody really says that. They'll put the Gambler's Anonymous number out there to make sure you got a gambling problem. Don't allow this to continue along the lines of eBay.
1-800-GAMBLER.
1-800-GAMBLER, exactly. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that there are going to be some pretty unsavory people that are going to be involving either somebody gambling on sports or somebody next to a big name that may be gambling for that person. Or you got to deal with people who are not happy that your team didn't make sure their gambling debt or their gambling wager could pay off. For example, J.B. Bickerstaff, the head coach of Cleveland Cavaliers, check out what he had to say about maybe we're past the point of no return when it comes to the marriage of sports and gambling.
I personally have had my own instances with, you know, some of the sports gamblers where, you know, they got my telephone number and were sending me crazy messages about, you know, where I live and my kids and all that stuff. So it is a dangerous game and a fine line that we're walking for sure. It brings added pressure. It brings a distraction to the game that can be difficult for players, coaches, referees, you know, everybody that's involved in it. And I think that, you know, we really have to be careful, you know, with how close we let it get to the game and the security of the people who are involved in it, because again, it does carry a weight. You know, a lot of times the people who are gambling, like, this money pays their light bill or pays their rent, and then the emotions that come from that. So I do think we're walking a very fine line, and we have to be extremely careful in protecting everybody who's involved.
Because the last thing you want, if you're any commissioner of any sports entity, I don't care if it's amateur, I don't care if it's professional, J.B. Bickerstaff has sent you a warning as a Cavaliers head coach. They found his phone number, his personal phone number, and were sending him messages.
About his kids go to school. See?
Exactly. This is not a movie we're talking about.
Man,
here.
Listen here. That's a dangerous way to go, in my opinion. And we've seen cases, right? We've seen it in the National Football League. What players and those guys being suspended because of the gambling. We've seen it with Pete Rose. We've seen it in a lot of other cases. But J.B. Bickerstaff isn't the only one.
Absolutely.
Now, he's the one that's come out to the forefront and mentioned it. Think about all the other people involved in sports from a coaching standpoint, whether it's a front office executive or players that don't have the luxury or may be nervous to come out and say anything about the way they were approached by people.
Right. No doubt about that.
Because of the nervousness of things happening to their family members.
Yeah. How many times do we hear about people? I mean, we hear fans getting after football players because they didn't play well for their fantasy football team. So now you involve money and people's livelihoods on the line because they placed a wager on your team. And that team did not deliver for you. More than ever before in this day and age, there's plenty of the lunatic fringe that's out there that instead of just saying, "Hey, I gambled and I lost. Hey, it's your fault that I lost my money." There's more of that lunatic fringe that has so many different avenues to express their displeasure, not just finding out somebody's phone number, but even on social media as well.
You remember the rap artist Young Buck that was signed to 50 Cent's label? Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He has a line in his song that says, "Stunting with your rent money, that will get you killed." See, we're going to bring a little culture to Greeny today. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're here for, baby.
You're trying to say Greeny's on culture before we
get on? No. We're going to bring some more. We're going to bring more culture to it.
But you have a
lot.
You?
You have a lot of people that are gambling with rent money, gambling with their lash, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they lose that, they're willing to do any and everything because they're hurt.
Yeah.
From those matters.
Yep. I'm with you. Either way, you wonder what Major League Baseball is going to do with Shohei Ohtani. Because you're right. If there's a federal investigation, this is just page one. Yeah. Here's a PSA from Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas. What you're hearing right now is page one. They're already at page 25 when it comes to any kind of potential investigation or what they know or what they don't know. You're just hearing the page one version right now. They're 20, 25 pages ahead of what you might hear and what you might find out and what we might find out. But I wonder what Major League Baseball is going to do. you got your biggest name connected to a gambling potential investigation, federal investigation. There could be a suspension potentially in Shohei Ohtani's future, no matter how much protection that has to be out there for him being that big star in Major League Baseball.
And this is the last thing I'll say before we wrap this conversation up, because I know Bubba will attack me in the commercial break. Cam, no, I'm not saying that the Greeny Show does not have culture. We're just providing more of it, baby. That's all I'm saying.
We could use it. We need it in spades sometimes.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, get the break. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now Bubba being the voice of reason now. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coben in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Thanks for joining us on Sirius XM Channel 80. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. So we go from one set of madness in one sport to another set of madness in the other sport that if people had their way, nobody would be working today and tomorrow. We'll get to that next on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
Posh Alexander throws the ball in. Jamil Telford launches it and misses. Minnesota wins 73-72. They advance in the first round of the NIT, going on to the second round to play the winner of Indiana State, SMU, in this back-and-forth game.
Oh, what a great game, Myron.
Myron Metcalf, was that Myron Metcalf on ESPNU calling play-by-play, an FOS friend of the show doing that thing like that? Oh, we're going to get to a little bit of that with Harry Douglas, Freddie Coben in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny and ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. Always good to bring in our bruv, Myron Metcalf. Does a great job as an ESPN basketball reporter and apparently play-by-play voice when it comes to Myron Metcalf. Dude, why we got to be the last to know you did this in ESPNU in the NIT first round, and then we find out through sources like Cam Pratt and Bubba, you couldn't tell me and Harry. You got our numbers, dude.
Yeah, we got a bone to pick.
Exactly. And the bone is you.
It wasn't confirmed for me until, you know, about 24 hours in advance, you know. So I've been pushing for it, and then they confirmed it. And honestly, I was so nervous, I didn't want to tell anybody, honestly. Like, I was just going to do it.
Okay.
And not tell a soul, but then it got out, and I was like, I guess I got to share it. But that was fun. Now, it was fun. It's, you know, I'm always trying to find a new lane for myself, and I hope this can be one.
Okay.
So, Myron, I can relate to you. I mean, my first time doing it, I was a little nervous. But at the same time, once you get that first one out of the way, it's like Pookie in New Jack City. It's calling me, man. You're going to want more and more and more. Yep. And, bro, you're only going to get better and better the more reps you get. So I salute you and I applaud you because you're adding another thing to your resume.
Well, what we need right now is Myron, Freddie, and Harry together doing a basketball game or a football game. Ooh, that's what we need right now.
I'm down. I'd love to do it, man. It was so much fun. And you know, I've been a part of many games as a sideline reporter, covering them as a reporter. But, like, to be on the call was just – it was fun. It was unique.
Great stuff on Myron Metcalf, ESPN college basketball reporter. Hit him on Twitter, Metcalf by ESPN, joining Freddie Coleman, Harry Douglas, and for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio. Today becomes the madness between today and tomorrow, Myron. We know that work productivity is going to take a complete dive because a lot of people will not be paying attention with this. They're supposed to be doing their jobs watching the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament. A lot of people spoken out about expanding the tournament. For example, Tom Izzo, Michigan State coach, would love to see it, and not expanding the tournament. Rick Pitino, the coach of St. John's, said that's just ridiculous. There's no reason to have that. What do you need to think about in terms of validity about the NCAA tournament selection process in terms of expanding the tournament?
Let's not touch it. I don't really understand. You know, I mean, now expansion's going to happen. So it's not like – these people aren't talking about this because this is an idea. These are conversations that have been happening. But I like it the way it is.
Me too.
You know, to me, if you go to some number like 96 or something like that and you add an entirely new round, you're asking America to tune in for 4 weeks and really 5 weeks because you'd have to have the conference tournaments before that. And right now it's really a three-week show. And, you know, that's about as much attention as America can give to it. Everyone has a chance to get in. You know, teams from the mid-major, low-major leagues, we just watched Grambling go to his first NCAA tournament ever as a Division I school, and then win its first Division I NCAA tournament game. Like, there are ways that you can just be someone who meets your dreams in this field in ways you can't do that in any other sport, in the haves versus have-nots. And I just think it's perfect the way it is, and I hope they don't touch it. For the Power Fives, you get so many chances to add to your resume. So, like, the Power Five coaches, I don't get the complaints. You're the team that has the advantage to stack your resume with quality wins. It's the mid-majors who are at a disadvantage.
Now, I need to ask you this. Do you subscribe to the idea that former players and coaches should be involved in the selection committee, just like Tom Izzo and Rick Pitino suggested?
Maybe. You know, I mean, a lot of the guys are former players. So, like, a lot of these ADs and commissioners all played, you know, at some point. So, I'm fine with it. Here's what we need, though, Harry. Tell me what the criteria is. Don't tell me, well, we went to the net ranking, the eye test. You know what? This team played great in February. You know what? This team won a bunch of home games. You can't tell me it's a different thing for every team.
Right.
There has to be some sort of standard. I think that's what we have to get to. We've got to get to a point where we say, okay, the net ranking is 25% of the consideration for you to get into the tournament. Okay, these other analytics, that's another 15%. The eye test is going to be 20%. Like, we need to know, because I think too often the committee comes out and they're like, well, you know, this team was better than that team.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we don't understand how. And that's where the controversy comes. And it's easier if they would just give us the criteria, tell us how they used it. It's not about the committee. It's about the process.
Yeah, it is about the process. Personally, I think Las Vegas should just seed the teams and have done with it, but then that's just me. Myron Metcalf, ESPN college basketball reporter, joining Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas on Greeny on ESPN Radio. Don't forget, download the ESPN Tournament Challenge app to fill out your men's and women's brackets. I know Myron's done one. I know Harry's done one. I've done one. So don't forget to join the ESPN Radio group and go head-to-head with us and all of ESPN Radio. By the by, if you go to the ESPN Tournament Challenge app, you'll see that Myron Metcalf, like Freddie Coleman, has UConn repeating as champs. To me, they're like Noah's Ark, Myron. They have two of everything. And good luck trying to stop that. Why are they so much different in terms of seeing this team trying to repeat, which has not been done in 17 years?
They just have a swagger, right? I mean, like last year, they didn't just win the national championship. They dominated everybody who stood in their way on their way to the national championship. So I think that gave them a real boost of confidence. It's one thing if you win on a buzzer beater and you got a bunch of close games and everyone's like, okay, that could have gone the other way. That wasn't the UConn experience. You know, they were really, really one of the most dominant teams we've ever seen in the NCAA tournament. And I think when you do that and you come back this year and you're equally dominant, and you're doing the same things you did last year. You only lose three games. You run through the Big East tournament. I think they just have a level of confidence. You bring back guys like Tristan Newton, who played on that team, is now a star on this team. Donovan Klingon was on that team. He's even better. Tassel, Spencer, there's a bunch of players who were on those teams or are new arrivals, but they have the same pedigree that this team used to win its championship a year ago. So I feel like this has been almost like a two-year season for UConn that started last year and is going into this Selection Sunday in this NCAA tournament.
And Myron, I feel like we've seen this past weekend a lot of upsets and, you know, just a lot of different things going on in college basketball, and I believe it's a lot of parity now, which is a good thing in my opinion. Do you expect that to continue throughout the tournament?
Oh, yeah, it will. I mean, you know, because the transfer portal's made it so that teams have some older guys who wouldn't necessarily have older guys.
Right.
You have schools that are not prioritizing high school kids anymore. They're going straight to the portal. So now instead of that 18-year-old that you've got to develop and hope they pan out, now you've got a 22-year-old. Like, a lot of these mid-majors have what I call 401k kids. You know, they're old enough to have a 401k, a job, a dog, a house, all that stuff, right? So you're playing some grown men at some of these non-Power 5 schools, and even the Power 5 schools, especially with NIL, guys are sticking around, not going to the NBA as quickly as they did. So I think that's the parity. It's the maturity. You're not catching too many teams anymore in college basketball that are really, really young. And I think that's why you have so much competitiveness. And I think that's what you saw throughout the conference tournaments, and I think you'll see it again in the NCAA tournament.
Myron Metcalf, ESPN College basketball reporter, joining Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio. There's always going to be an upset or two or five. It could happen on the first day. It could happen on the second day. It could be a combine of both of those days. One, I got a potential upset that I think could possibly happen is Grand Canyon, a 12 seed, taking on number 5 St. Mary's in the West region. What about you? What Cinderella do you have out there, Myron?
I like that pick. I mean, if you watch St. Mary's, Aiden Mahaney, their star player, they're 6-1 when he scores 20 points or more. If you can contain him, I think that gives Bryce Drew's team a good chance. I think Samford, Kansas is the pick, you know, for a lot of people. Kevin McCullough Jr., the potential All-American for Kansas, is out.
Yep.
Hunter Dickinson coming off of a major injury. Samford has 8 players who've made at least 38% of their 3-point attempts this year. Like, those dudes can really shoot. So I think that's one that a lot of people are looking at, and that makes sense. I think Wisconsin has to be on high alert against James Madison, same James Madison team that beat Michigan State in East Lansing to kick off the season. They've been a really good team all year. At one point, certainly looked like an at-large team that was in that conversation. NC State and what they were able to do. I think that South region really is just sort of upset heavy. So I pay a lot of attention to them. I like my guy Lamont Paris in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I think Oregon in the opening round after winning the Pac-12 championship, that's going to be a really, really tough game for them. And I think those are probably the biggest ones to match. But the one I think people should really eye is South Dakota State, Iowa State.
Really?
South Dakota State, you can understand this, Harry and Freddie. The South Dakota State kids, right, those are the kids who wanted to go to Iowa State.
Yes.
Right? The kids who were honorable mention All-City. And the guys on Iowa State were first team All-Conference, All-State. Now they get a chance to prove, like, nah, we knew we were better than you all along. So that local flavor down there is going to be a factor in that game. Zeke Mayo is a guy that people will know after this weekend, the point guard for South Dakota State. He can be an NBA guy.
We're talking to Myron Metcalf, ESPN college basketball reporter, also host of Sunday mornings on ESPN Radio, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time. Myron, I'm with you with the Kansas-Samford thing. You mentioned the multiple guys that they have that are shooting in the, you know, mid-30s from the three-point line. They have three guys, their top three scorers, shooting 42% or more from the three-point line. And like you mentioned, with McCullough not going to be out there, Hunter Dickinson coming off that shoulder injury, all it takes is one swipe at that, and then he's out. Kansas really struggles to score the basketball, and it gets a team. What I love about these smaller schools, they have guys, multiple guys, that can pass, shoot, and dribble. I think that's why in previous tournaments we've seen these upsets, because now you have a five-man for a blue blood team who's probably not accustomed to going out by the three-point line, having to guard someone, but they can't get out there. Now that five-player for a small school can shoot the three ball, pass the ball very effectively, and also do a lot of different things on a basketball court. What do you think about that when you look at these upsets that's happened over the years, where these small schools have guys that can do a multiplicity of different things on the basketball court and not just stick to one or two things?
Well, I mean, like I said earlier, some of those schools, you know, some of those kids might be 27 with two kids, you know, and another job on the side. They got to mow the lawn on Saturday, church on Sunday morning, then they get to go to practice, right?
My, you stupid.
So you got some older guys, you know, some real grown men. I think that changes everything.
Right.
And again, it's the experience. Mm-hmm. If you're Samford,
yep,
you've been saying your whole life, I wish I had a chance to play a team like Kansas one day. Maybe from the time you were a kid, Harry.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're standing right there,
right,
and they're vulnerable, and you got a bunch of veteran dudes on that team. Here's what I think a lot of these mid-majors can do as well, and these low majors even. It's hard to simulate what they do in practice. You may have some good shooters on your scout team if you're Kansas. You don't have eight guys who can all shoot threes. You can't really simulate that. And I think that's some of the challenge here. It's like some of these teams play really fast, shoot a bunch of threes, and it's just hard to really create that experience in practice. You have to see it live, but by the time you see it live and you understand what's happening, it might be too late. So I think that's certainly a factor. And the other thing, Harry, is those teams, those sort of underdog teams,
mm-hmm,
they run their stuff every single possession.
Right.
They ain't deviating three possessions from now. They're not going to do something different in the second half. They're not going to change their look at the end of the game because they're down by four. They're going to run the same stuff the entire game. And sometimes a team that's stubborn and disciplined, it's just hard to rattle them.
Harry, what is your Final Four?
I have UConn, North Carolina meeting in the Final Four, and then I have Kentucky and Purdue.
Okay, I have UConn, North Carolina, Kentucky, and Tennessee in my Final Four. Myron, who is your Final Four?
Well, I'm probably wrong. I always lose brackets, just so people know. This is kind of like I'm already peaked at this point every season, just so people know.
Okay.
I got UConn. I got Alabama. I think offensively,
okay,
they can be tough because
right
of what they've been able to do.
Okay.
Kentucky, Creighton. I think Creighton is a team that people need to be talking about more.
Okay.
UConn, Creighton in the national title game. UConn wins it all.
Okay, real quick, the women's bracket. I got South Carolina winning it all, and I got Caitlin Clark in Iowa getting to the Final Four but not winning the championship. What does yours look like?
Yeah, I got South Carolina. I just saw them against UConn. South Carolina, Iowa. For sure, Juju Watkins and SC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go all chalk. I'll take. I think I'll have to go with Texas as well. I think.
Me
all
too.
The
that's my
teams,
Final Four right there. We have the same Final Four.
I hate to do that, but like that's how I feel.
Okay.
So for me, I have South Carolina, Texas, Iowa, USC. With South Carolina winning it all,
which means either the brackets from us, we're gonna make us look really smart, or by Sunday, that's what our bracket's gonna look like between me and Myron Metcalf when it comes to that.
Can I tell you a secret though?
What's
I secretly
secret?
Want Juju Watkins and USC to win the national championship. I really do.
It's not a secret. You put
oh,
it
wow
out there. Yeah.
Okay, I did.
He loves Juju Watkins. I mean, if he could have
she a hooper,
Juju,
man.
Myron, if he could have a Juju
it's
Watkins fat head on his wall, Harry Douglas would have that for Juju
Watkins. Her facial expression never changes on the basketball court. That's
right
how you know she's an assassin.
Yeah, that is very true.
Oh, she's ready to be, you know, the ultimate warrior to Caitlin Clark's Hulk Hogan. Like she's ready to come down and spoil everything and prove that she's the star of the show.
No,
I'm looking forward to it.
And so am I. The women's tournament is going to be fantastic. The men's tournament gets started today. Myron, great stuff, my man. Keep with the great work. Can't wait to holler at you soon. You take care and be well.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.
He's an FOS friend of the show, Myron Metcalf, ESPN College Basketball Reporter. Hit him on Twitter at Metcalf by ESPN. Don't forget to check him out each and every Sunday morning on ESPN Radio from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Myron Metcalf joining Freddie Coleman and Harry Douglas in for Mike Greenberg on Greeny on ESPN Radio. We mentioned the aforementioned Cameron Pratt, one of the producers of the show. Each and every day we have what we like to call a sneaky Cam trivia question. Now, yes, it was so sneaky, I had the right answer and went the other way in terms of a guy who has led the major leagues in home runs of three different teams. I had Reggie Jackson right in the card. I went Alex Rodriguez, and it was Reggie Jackson. So I guarantee you, based on the first couple of days we've been filling in, we're going to be wrong when it comes to the sneaky Cam trivia questions. So, Cameron Pratt, what you got?
Yeah, you guys got a chance with this one. So we're going to talk a little rookie.
So you dumbed it down.
No,
thank you.
It's a tough question, but you have a fighting chance. It's another group question, so the three mm-hmm of you are going to work together.
All right.
Despite, you know, Bubba and Harry butting heads at all times. But you're going to give me, as we talk about Caleb Williams' pro day here,
uh-huh,
you're going to give me the five quarterbacks who threw for over 4,000 yards in their rookie season.
Five quarterbacks that threw for over 4,000 yards in their rookie season. I guarantee you Harry has one. I know I have another one. I know Bubba has one. So we might mm-hmm be able to get that one. We'll answer that question. The five quarterbacks in their rookie year that threw for at least 4,000 yards. We'll get to that after we give you this word from Granger. For the ones who get it done, Granger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call and click Granger.com or just stop by.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greeny, the podcast.
Wait until you hear a future teammate of Caleb Williams of Chicago had to say about the word Hollywood and why Harry Douglas is going to take that dude to task. Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together, in for Mike Greenberg, presented by Progressive Insurance on Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. And don't forget to tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. Before we get to that, we bring in Cam Pratt, one of the producers of this fine program, with a sneaky Cam trivia question that we're going to combine, meaning Harry, me, and Bubba, to try to give the answer. So, Sneaky Cam, what is that question?
Yep, we're looking for the five rookie quarterbacks who passed for over 4,000 yards in their first season. So you can submit answers one at a time. I'll tell you if each one's correct, and we'll see how many you get.
Go ahead, Bubba.
All right, well, which one are you guys most confident in, do you think? Was it
Cam Newton, right?
So we'll lock in Cam.
Cam Newton is correct. He is number four on the list. He passed for 4,051 yards in his rookie year in 2011.
We're in trouble now.
C.J. Stroud, because that was most recent.
All right, let's lock him in.
Lock him in.
C.J. Stroud is correct. He is third on the list. He passed for 4,108 yards last year. You have two.
We're in trouble.
Also, Justin Herbert, because no one had first two seasons the way he had in the National Football League.
Let's lock that in.
Justin Herbert is correct. He's number two on the list. You're moving up the ranks. He threw for 4,336 yards in 2020.
Now, this is where it gets critical.
Now it gets dicey. Go with luck, right?
Andrew Luck. Indianapolis Colts.
Is that a final answer?
We're locking it in.
I don't know. I don't like Cam's. Is that your final answer?
I'm just asking if it's a final answer.
We don't even have anyone else.
Andrew Luck is correct.
Okay, good.
He is number one on the list. Andrew Luck threw for 4,374 yards in 2012. You're missing number five. Yeah. Threw for over 4,000 yards.
I know the fifth one, though.
Uh-oh.
Okay, what's the fifth one?
Because I played against this guy in game one of his rookie season.
All right, who is it?
I've almost said Marcus Mariota. No, he's the second quarterback.
He's number 4,000 yards in his career.
I'm not saying him. I'm talking about Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston?
All right, Winston.
It's either Winston or Jared Goff. I'm going to side with you guys.
I'm going to go with Jameis because.
Yeah. No, I think that,
I'm going to go with Jameis too.
Yeah. It's Jameis.
That sounds right. Let's lock in Jameis.
The correct answer is. Harry was there. Jameis Winston is correct. Oh, 4,042 yards in his rookie year. Harry played him in game one.
Name calling again.
Mariota versus Winston in 2015 in week one. Jameis goes on to throw for 4,051 yards.
Yes, he did. There we go. Well done, Harry.
Jared Goff was 0-7 in his rookie year and threw for about 1,000 yards. So that would have been pretty far off. It was only the second year once he got going. Yeah.
That's why I said I wasn't confident in him.
Who was next on the list?
But you know what made me really think of Jameis? I thought about that 5,050.
That season, 30 touchdowns, 30 interceptions.
Yeah, the 30-30, 5,000 yard season. He was doing that from the jump pretty much. Yeah. I'll give you the top 10.
Okay.
So it's Luck, Herbert, Stroud, Newton, Winston, then Mac Jones at number 6.
Ooh,
had a great rookie year.
Mac Jones of the Patriots?
Mac and cheese! 3,800
yards.
No, Mac Jones of the Jaguars.
Yeah, now the Jags.
He'd be put on the unemployment line.
Carson Wentz is next.
Okay,
Peyton Manning, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, the top 10.
So we said the last three.
We said the last three.
Didn't say
you guys were all over it.
Yeah, nice. Well done. Collaborative. And it's nice that Harry Douglas and Bubba no longer together in disharmony. There was some harmony there between you two. You guys hugged that out.
There are times in life where you go through tough times, but you have to collide together, right, for a common goal, and that's what me and Bubba were able to do, along with you, Freddie, to get this trivia right.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys were able to collide together.
Bubba, I love you, man.
Against each other. There we go. Everybody's feeling the love right now.
That's when you say it back, Bubba.
He's
Bubba, I love you, man.
Yeah, man, you can let that balloon go, Junior. He ain't responding. There we go. He ain't responding.
Okay, Bubba.
Harry Douglas, Freddie Coleman together, in for Mike Greenberg on Green ESPN Radio. Yeah, I guess it will have to be now since of the lack of response from you, but plenty people responded to Caleb Williams at his pro day at USC yesterday. Everybody who was somebody who was there. One person who was not there had plenty to say about the future, Caleb Williams, when he joined with the Chicago Bears. Jalen Johnson, the Bears cornerback, was on Up and Adams on FanDuel TV talking to Kay Adams. And he said when these two become teammates, Jalen says, hey, Caleb, check yourself because you're going to wreck yourself.
You just humble yourself coming in the building. I feel like it's one of those things where it's like you can't, like you said, you can't bring that Hollywood stuff into the building, especially now with guys who play this game. I feel like at a high level for consecutive years in the league. It's just something that guys like myself, guys like Jermaine, TJ, I mean, just the vets now, Keenan Allen. I mean, you just adding certain guys in the locker room. I feel like we're going to see through, and it's like, nah, that, what you did in college, the Hollywood, it's like, nah, that you got to prove yourself. That stuff like that doesn't matter. But I feel like, so you got to get to know him, too. I think it's a fine line between trying to prove a point to him, but also getting to know him. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, we want him to be the absolute best he can be.
Now, I have no problem with him saying this part. You have to humble yourself when you come into the National Football League because every veteran is going to say that to every young guy, right? Sure. Because sometimes young guys, they like to feel themselves a little bit. I know I was one of them. Okay. Roddy White, Brian Finneran, Joe Horn, Michael Jenkins, they humbled the hell out of me. Trust me. Okay. Those were my vets. Right. But I think it's kind of personal to me because when you say you have to check the Hollywood stuff, when he continuously mentions Hollywood multiple times, that's when I'm like, bro, just say you have to humble yourself when you come into the National Football League. Right. You don't have to say the Hollywood stuff because now I feel like it's more to it than what you're saying.
Yeah, it was a gotcha statement by Jalen Johnson. I'm with you. Why he felt the need to put it out there in that kind of context, well, only Jalen Johnson can answer that because I know if I'm Caleb Williams and the first time I see him, I'm going to look at me like, bro, you don't even know me. Why would you put that out there when you have barely know my name? Yeah. So what intel do you have that I'm too Hollywood that you got to knock the Hollywood out of me when it comes to Caleb Williams? I'm with you. That seemed to be a little bit teetering the personal side more so than the professional
side.
Hey,
man, I can see Caleb Williams in the huddle now. Keenan, go eat his ass up. DJ Moore, go eat his ass up. We about to attack him.
Well, if you
I'm gonna show him Hollywood. Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot that.
100% pause on that one.
We don't need any bottom feeders on Greeny's shoulder.
That's too much of the culture for Freddie and Harry Monday through Friday from 3 to 7, my friend.
But Hollywood stuff.
But you know what? You are right in terms of if he wanted to get his competition level up, there's a better way to do it. Because I know from Caleb Williams, I'm thinking, man, every time I go against your behind in practice, I'm going to wear your behind out, period. So
I just don't understand. I really don't. Like, why would you go in the media nationally and do this for someone that's not even drafted there yet?
Thank you. If you wanted to get that message to Caleb Williams, I'm sure his phone number is not hard to find.
My point exactly.
So if you wanted to make a point by doing that on somebody's show and podcast, to me, that's a bad – that's what happened. You get money. Because Jalen Johnson just signed his big deal.
He got his money.
He got his money. So now he feels he has a certain status that he can speak on anything.
And he's a good player, right? No doubt. But you know,
yeah,
you need that guy, Jalen.
Exactly.
Go eat his ass up.
Shohei Ohtani is hoping that Major League Baseball and these allegations won't eat him up. That's next on Greeny. And for Mike Greenberg, I'm Freddie Coleman. He's Harry Douglas.
Go eat his ass up.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcasts.